This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Three people who worked at massage parlors in Denver and Lakewood were indicted for human trafficking and pimping. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
According to the indictment, since January 2021, three people conspired to coerce women working at the spas into engaging in sexual activity with customers for money. Those three people faced 19 criminal charges of human trafficking, pimping, and money laundering. According to investigators, the defendants profited from and lived off the money earned through illegal prostitution and trafficking at the massage parlors. And they laundered money through casinos, money orders, and small cash deposits. They faced charges in Denver District Court. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Legislation that will make it less expensive to become a teacher is moving through the state capitol. CPR education reporter Jenny Brendine has more.
The bill directs $10 million in federal funds for loan forgiveness for up to 2,000 teachers who entered the profession during the pandemic. Another $40 million will pay for stipends for student teachers for 2 years. Many student teachers work second or third jobs while finishing their teaching programs. The bill expands ways to measure competency in student teachers. Nearly half of students fail the costly exam on the first attempt. The bill passed the House Education Committee on a 6-3 vote. I'm Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. In Denver right now, it is 62, and in Boulder, it is 59 degrees.